Hello everyone. Hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy and welcome to another session. And yes, we're back with another podcast, and this time we are going to talk about anger. How do you deal with anger? What do you do? What happens if something is triggering you all the time to react really not the way you would like to react? So that's going to be our theme today. And well, let's get straight into it. So the first question that comes up when you deal with anger, where does the anger actually come from? What's the reason for being angry? And there are two main reasons. There is one high level reason, and then there are the sub reasons. So that the more pinpointed areas. So the main reason is fear. Fear is of not getting or not achieving something you would like to achieve. That's usually what happens. Or if people not react as you expect them to react. Or if you don't get what you want to get. And of course, the basic behind that is, if you don't get it, what is the result? Because all you really have in your head is what would happen if you get it. So then it's great. It's perfect, you know. So let's say you're supposed to get paid and, you know, you have in your head, oh, that's great. I'm going to get paid. I'm going to go on holiday. I'm going to buy that car. I'm going to do this. Whatever it is you have in your head. And then you don't get paid, right? So now all these ideas you had that just burst like a bubble and they're gone. But you didn't really prepare for what happens if you don't get paid, right? And naturally, I mean, who would? Why would you? There might have never been a reason for this to happen. So yeah, that's a good reason to be angry. But it's also a reason to be fear, because you don't know why, you know, what you're going to do next. What's going to happen? How are you going to pay your bills? How are you going to deal with all this stuff? So this is certainly one of those main areas. So understanding anger is also understanding fear. Fear is a core element of anger. So what is it that makes it come back? So let's say you got in the first situation and then you're going through this whole cycle of anger and you know, whatever. Everybody has his own way of dealing with this. Some people might become more aggressive. Some people just close up completely and sit in the corner and schmoll, as they say in German. Or you have people, you know, I mean, everybody reacts in their own way. There's this common aspect. But, you know, anger is always something that is that's seen as a very, very negative approach, a negative thing to happen to him. So what happens if you are in the cycle of anger? So first of all, if anger is a repeated thing, something that happens over and over again, and it's about the same thing or something very similar, then the one thing is clear. The answer must be that you haven't dealt with the first thing you haven't cleaned it up. So you were angry about something. Something is not clear and you just pushed it away. You didn't want to deal with it. You just want to get out of this. Then something else happens that is very similar to that and you get angry again. Even so, it might be something very different as a reason or anything, but the fact alone that it has a similar outcome is just going to annoy you, just going to piss you off, and you're just going to get angry again, right? So these are the cycles that happen. By the way, when you're thinking about entrepreneurs, you're thinking about business, these are things that happen on a very regular basis. I've never met a business person who has never had an issue with getting paid. This is a common thing, so that's why I took this as an example. Not getting paid is very common. I mean, not as common as not never get paid, but in a way that you have to run after your money, that you have to remind your people about things. This is a common process. It's shown that this is common, that most of accounting software or software that manages invoicing and so on are already laid out with reminders. I mean, it's already part of an app in a way, you know, to remind people on a regular basis, please pay me, please pay me, please pay me. I mean, that tells you that this is a very common problem in the business generally, right? So, and then, of course, there are other things like annoying customers or people who come back and always want the better price and always going to push you and push you and push you. And it becomes really annoying where you say, what's your point? I'm offering amazing service. I'm getting better and better at it. And you still want a cheaper price. That doesn't work. So how are we going to do it? And you get angry, right? So these are the cycles that are there. Now, if you're in that cycle of anger, the most important aspect is that you clean this up. You need to clean after you. So if you've been angry, you need to deal with it. You need to make sure that you understand what happened, that you put things in place so it either doesn't happen again or that you are prepared for it to happen and you counteract it one way or the other. You need to put this in place. You can't just let it go. Now, that doesn't mean that you make a lot of effort because it happens once. But if it happens a couple of times, you know, before it gets too deep and it really starts pissing you off, you should be dealing with it. You should figure out a way to do that. And the best thing is, you know, you need to resolve the first anger, the first time anger happened, the first cause of anger, to clean this up to such a point so it doesn't bite you in the ass. Let's just face it. This is just what it is. Yeah. The worst thing you can do is swallowing it and just let it pass, because I guarantee you it's going to come back. It's going to just come back to you and you're not going to like it. So how do you, if you are in a cycle now, and let's say you didn't actually clean this up and you didn't do your thing, so how do you break that cycle? Well, again, it comes to the same thing. Cleaning up is, of course, top level. But also, there is another reason why sometimes you become angry, and sometimes there is not even a real reason for it. It's just something that triggers you. And that's the key word here, a trigger. Sometimes we have a certain experience with someone. Just seeing that person makes us angry. These things happen. Honestly, this stuff happens, right? And I'm sure most of you will have experienced this. There is always someone there. It's just so annoying. I mean, it doesn't do anything bad or anything. It's just a very annoying person. And over time, you don't. The person doesn't even need to do anything. It's just the look at this person or anything that is, or the way they move their face or their anything might just trigger you. So you need to be aware of this as well. So if that's the case, you need to identify that trigger. So what is it that makes that happen? Let's take an example out of business again. Let's say you have a customer and that customer is pushing every single time for a price. So now you keep working, you're doing your stuff, and then you get another email in and say, by the way, we need this and this and this and this, but we need to talk about the price. Now, that sentence alone might say, oh, piss off, you know, I don't want to talk to you, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Absolutely possible, right? But the core element, of course, when you look at it, the trigger that probably made your feeling go so berserk on this one is that sentence saying, we need to talk about the price. Now, step back for a moment. Could this not mean that the price could be more? I mean, honestly, maybe you make a bigger price and you should say, yeah, you're right. We should really talk about the price. I'm so good now, the price has to be higher. That could be a good thing, right? For you, at least. Think about it. It doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. So the question is, you turn this around. If someone already mentions the word price right at the beginning, maybe that means he's willing to talk about it. It doesn't necessarily mean he's only willing to talk to get a discount, because talking is a conversation between two people, and say, you're absolutely right, I should charge 20% more. So is this a deal? And they will probably say, no, I was more thinking about something cheaper. Oh, really? But why? And then you have a conversation. Now, if you start doing it like this, they probably realize they should really shut up about the price, should be happy that, you know, that you're not increasing your price in the first place, as long as you deliver real good quality value for your customers and they know what you got from you. So this is, of course, that's the basis. You know, if you just do nothing and, you know, just hope for more, that's not really the idea. But you get my point. So someone who is actually talking about money, this could be a great thing. It doesn't need to be negative. But if it happened that you always had these negative conversations, then this one sentence in an email could just trigger you and say, I got enough of this. I'm not going to do this job anymore. I'm pissed off. My business is not working. Constantly people asking, and so on. This is like the cycle that then happens. You know, it goes in your head. It goes around and around. You get really more and more pissed off. And now imagine, just imagine the scenario. The customer actually want to pay you more. I mean, rarely happens, but let's say, because they see the value you're providing, they see how great you are and how amazing the work is you do, and they don't want to lose you. They want to keep you as their supplier because they need you. Maybe they're such as that really bad experience with another supplier who was much more expensive and delivered half the stuff you did. Absolutely possible, right? So they say, hey, you know what? We should be fair enough here. Let's bring this up. We're going to pay you 10%, 20% more from now on. But therefore, you need to give us something, and you know, it's maybe a really good deal. So in general speaking, you are scared that you not make enough money, and that's why you're reacting aggressive, while the actual sentence that triggered you might not be such a bad sentence. It might just be a positive thing that happens right now to you. But you can't take it as that, because it's a trigger for you, a negative trigger. So reprogramming that trigger to something, it could be something really positive, that's a great thing. So when you see that sentence and you imagine for yourself that is your client wanting to give you more money, and that puts a smile on your face, hey, that's the greatest sentence. You can reply, absolutely right. We should talk about the price. I'm looking forward to having a conversation with you. Why don't you come by for a cup of coffee and we talk? imagine that meeting. It's going to be really interesting, right? I mean, this is cool. Now, this gives you an opportunity. It's not such a harsh environment. It gives you actually a chance to really exchange the value and identify if the value you provide is really good. I mean, if your customer says to you, actually, you know what? What you do is what everybody else do, then you can decide. You can say, you know what? Why don't you go to everybody else? It's your choice. If you don't think that we are better, or we do, you know, really create some amazing stuff for you, you shouldn't buy from us. I mean, I wouldn't if I were you. And then you can see what the reaction is from there. Right? So these are the And that's how you can break a cycle. The cycle breakage is on one side resolving issues right at the beginning, so not let them lingering around for long periods of time, which just gets worse and worse and worse. And the second aspect of it is that you identify the triggers that trigger that anger and you override them with something positive. There are many ways to do that. By the way, I would look into NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. There is a lot of stuff done in this area that might help you just identify those triggers and making those triggers something positive or change them in a way you like them to go. That's just a tip. Right. So that also answers another question I got. How do you get rid of this anger thing? Really, that's really in the end of the day, that's it. But another real important aspect in my mind, anger is always a negative. There are two reasons for that. Anger is not controllable. It's very hard to control. Anger in its own right, it's not controlled. It's an outburst of emotion, an outburst of energy that goes there without being controlled. That's anger. By the way, it's the same thing. The opposite, withdrawing completely, is the same, just the opposite of anger. It's the same thing. It's not really, it's not something I would recommend anyone to do. You need to deal with the situation that's there. That means you need to make some key points and get some key points out there relevant for you. And then you need to align whatever the situation is with these key points. So where are you going to take it? You want to add another customer? You go out and you add another customer. So some customer piss you off, you go and get another one. Instead of being angry at that one, find another one. Use that energy, that angry energy you might have in you, and get another customer. You might be much better off. It's much easier, right? Much more fun as well. So if you don't know how to get a customer, then you should get back into business and start learning a bit more about this, because any business, that's the core of anything. If you don't know how to do that, then, you know, go back to school and learn a bit more about, you know, how to run and how to acquire new customers on a regular basis. This is probably the baseline. But what I'm trying to say is moving it towards that. If you have anger with your coworkers in the team or anything like this, you definitely need to resolve this anger. You need to sit down. Hey, you know what? I'm feeling really pissed off. It happens a lot. I don't know why it is. I don't really want to be like this. I want to solve this problem. There's something is there that is not working. Do you have 5 minutes? Can we have a chat? Let's be absolutely open. I'm not aggressive against you, but I need to solve this. I need to sort this out. And very often, nobody is interested in having, you know, an argument with you or being negative with you. You know, usually you can solve this problem. That should not be so much of an issue. All right. So what is the next question? How to allow it without reacting on it? All right. There is another thing. This happens a lot. I get this question a lot. If you're angry or if situations happen to you, how can you stop reacting negative on it or angry about something in the first place? And I think I partly answered that. This is by reprogramming that thing that makes you angry. This comes back to the same thing. You need to disassociate yourself from the situation itself. So, and a good way of doing it is, of dissociation, is by imagine stepping out of your body and watching yourself reacting. So if you feel you're angry and you say, all right, how do I look like if I'm angry? How do other people see me being angry? And you just step out for a moment, just look at yourself from a distance, seeing how you're being angry. This disassociation, you normally dissolve this anger straight away, but it doesn't move it away. You still need to solve it. You still need to deal with it, because if it's repetitive, honestly, your body and your mind is telling you something. It's telling you you should deal with it. That's clear. So if you get upset about the same thing over and over again, you can't identify a specific trigger, well, then you have some unresolved issues you need to resolve. You need to resolve, clearly. So this is about, I mean, anger is very psychological, right? It's one of those things. But I do know so many business people who are angry all day long. They're angry about anyone and everything. They're fighting every day. They're fighting everything around them. And in reality, they get nothing done. And to be honest, this is not a life. I mean, what kind of entrepreneurship or what kind of entrepreneur are you if you're constantly angry? You should have fun with the things you do. You should enjoy the process. And a difficulty is not something to be angry about. A difficulty is something to learn from. This is what makes you moving. Everything that goes smooth is great. It sounds cool. But honestly, you're not going to learn anything. You're not going to grow. This is really, you need a certain amount of difficulty in your life just in order to get better. Because as you get better, you can deal with bigger things and with more. And that's in overall gives you an ability to see yourself grow, to see yourself become better. And I think this is vital. If you don't do that, I mean, you're just going to stay there forever until the first thing comes along that knocks you out completely and you have no idea what's going on suddenly and you're stuck. And you don't want this to happen, you know, when it counts. You really don't, because then you don't know what to do. So again, anger is just an emotion. It's an emotion based on fear. Fear is a bad emotion. It's something you should not have, but you naturally have. It's built in us. It's a natural thing. It's coming from whatever, thousands and thousands of years of evolution. And you can see it in any kind of animal. There is a certain amount of fear is always there, which is the fight or flight response you have because of fearful situations. They can come out of real dangers. They can come out of your mindset, the way you think and the illusion you put in your own head of what could happen. And anger usually comes from the understanding that whatever you thought is going to happen is not happening. And that can cause multiple reactions, and one of them is anger. And depending on the type of person you are, on your testosterone level, on your hormones, on whatever this is that we have going on in our body, you will react in different ways. However, dealing with anger is something you need to do. You can't just let this control you. This will not take you anywhere. Actually, you learn nothing if you're angry, because your brain is actually not really functioning. It's just anger. So I hope that helps. I hope that gives you a bit of an insight about anger. If you want to know more about it, I have very specific questions. Well, just write to us. You find on our website under the contact section, you find all these different emails where you can contact us regarding podcasts and maybe even for an interview, if you want to talk a little bit more. But also I would like to invite you to come to our meetup. We have a regular meetup every Thursday evening online where you can just join us from anywhere in the world and just have a chat with us. These are all in English. So please have a certain level of English that would be helpful. Not perfect, but at least you need to understand some baselines. Okay? All right, guys. I'm looking forward to talking to you next time. And don't be angry. Have fun with whatever that is you do. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.